The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
And this is the only show, the only freaking podcast where we review reviews. You ever heard anything like that, Matt?
I've only heard of us.
Exactly. I haven't heard of no other podcast.
If there's someone else, prove us wrong, okay? Email us at ReviewParty.com at gmail.com.
Prove to me there's another podcast out there. I think we're the only ones, podcast period. I think we invented it. We patented it. We made it a household name.
Mm-hmm.
And that has garnered us a lot of fans, and those fans only come for one thing, and that is reviews and funny jokes afterwards. That is to say, I have a review right here.
Let me hear it.
This is a review from Amazon for some classy hand-blown champagne flutes. This is written by Daryl, who titles it "Many Are Imperfections in the Glass." 3 of the 4 champagne glasses had imperfections, either black dots that seemed to be embedded in the glass or air bubbles in the glass. Would not buy again due to poor quality, even though they look great. 2 stars.
These are the people who sit in restaurants, eat their entire meal, and say, "I'm not paying for this."
These are fantastic. I hate them. I need my money back.
I am full, but I'm going to need my money back.
And by the way, these champagne flutes have a average 4.2 rating.
Maybe this guy just needs some, get some jet dry in your dishwasher. Or maybe if they're hand blown, maybe they need to be washed by hand. I don't know.
Hand blown, glass blown? I think. Listen, either way.
Mouth blown, whatever.
Mouth blown.
Handcrafted champagne flutes.
I want to say, if they don't look great, how do they look great?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just too judgmental. He's riding on his high horse with his goblet of not black flecks and air bubbles.
Yeah, the goblet he has not one nay imperfection. His horse, perfect. If he sees one imperfection on his horse, so much as a freckle, that thing's going out to pasture.
Glue, you know, farm. Gone.
That thing, yeah, he's getting the old boxer treatment. But Boxer is the only perfect horse that I know.
Boxer is fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and say that maybe it's just the glass blower. He had like a poppy seed bagel before he started work that day. And he didn't floss. And all those poppy seeds just ended up in dozens and dozens of champagne flutes.
Yeah, there was a poppy seed stuck between his teeth, and it was trembling, you know, it just fit in. It's so much so that it could barely be contained in the spot it was. And he opened his mouth, and suddenly the pressure was too much, and flew out of his mouth and into the glass of this champagne.
You gotta sell them. You can't just. What are you gonna do? It's a done glass.
Yeah, you gotta sell them. This person's never been in a business. Where does this person work? They work at. There's a ditch digger. What does a ditch digger need champagne glasses for anyway?
They don't need that.
They do not. I don't think so. Ditch diggers drink from
Johnny Get Her Done.
They drink from dirt cups. They mold their cups in the dirt and they have to finish their drink before it becomes mud.
That's like the poor, pitiful version of that riddle where, he drank his drink fast and he didn't die, but she drank her drink slowly and she died. What's going on? The poison was in the ice cubes. Whoa.
The poison was in the ice cubes.
It's just your cup is made of dirt. You don't drink fast. You want to have a cup.
Oh, man. Why don't they make, they should make, like, cups where there's Ovaltine on pre-blasted on the inside. So when you put the milk in, it's a good. You just gotta.
Yeah. You get like one of those gigantic tubes, like they put pools when the guy's in the hole of your pool and he's just spraying that stuff out on the rebar, or when they're in your attic spraying the insulation to.
Oh yeah, give me an attic insulation sprayer with that sprays Nesquik.
Strawberry Nesquik, because sure. it's gotta be pink if it's coming out of the attic installation.
Have you had the banana Nesquik?
That's a no.
I love it. Banana Nesquik is amazing. It's like a banana smoothie.
But we talked about banana flavor recently, didn't we? Yeah. I'm there for it.
Yeah, it tastes like you're drinking a banana milkshake, but it's just milk.
Love it. There were those straws. Do you remember? Not the cereal straws,
no,
but
I do.
The straws where they were just, they looked kind of like nerds in the straws, and you drink milk through the straw, and it would just, by the time it got to your mouth, it would become flavored milk.
Yeah, see, something about that, as much as the flavor blasted cups vibes with me, a flavor blasted straws, something about that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's a little too much like drug use to you.
Something like that. That's how they're going to do heroin. They're going to pass around these straws with heroin on the inside and then drink some milk with it. The cops will be none the wiser to the heroin
cops don't,
straws.
They don't know anything.
Especially about milk drinking straws.
They stick to their donuts.
There is no novelty food in a police officer's house. You go in that house, there's no funny colored ketchup. There's no there's no bread that's already has the crust cut off.
There's no pre-mixed cinnamon sugar in the little clown canister.
No, there's none of that.
They probably do have the honey in the little honey bear, though.
Yeah, that's as novel
as
it gets.
Got that.
That's very novel. Oh, they don't have any of those candies that look like little cheeseburgers, but don't taste like cheeseburgers. They do have, maybe Starburst or Kit Kats. No Reese's. That's borderline. Chocolate and peanut butter is a little too new, a little too cutting edge, I think, for this.
You can't combine things. No.
No.
As long as we're on a food train here, I've got a review that I've got a handful that actually could have been used last week, but they're still in vogue for holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from foodnetwork.com. It is a review on Alton Brown's free range fruitcake recipe.
Okay, I'm already in.
And something that foodnetwork.com does, you know, normally Amazon will say this review was left December 4th, 2019.
Right.
Foodnetwork.com informs me that Catherine V left this review 4,013 days ago.
Great.
And she writes, "The so-called fruitcake of my childhood, with bitter gelatinous lumps masquerading as fruit, had nearly scared me away from fruitcake for good. But my naive palate was rescued from a needlessly fruitcake-free holiday when I saw the episode of Good Eats that showed me free-range fruitcake. Real fruit? Rum? I was sold. I've made it every year. I love it. I play with the fruit, too. Sometimes it's figs and dates and currants. Sometimes it's cranberries, raisins, and cherries. You can also use walnuts, hazelnuts, etc. Whatever
pineapple
you do,
shells.
Whatever you do, it's better than that candied citron abomination gag.
Jeez.
I am a bit more extravagant with the liquor. I use brandy and rum, dark rum, to macerate the fruit, and I poke wee holes in the finished loaf to sneak more liquor into the depth of its fruity Jesus. Goodness. I like my loaf to bite back. A note to the alcohol avoiders, baking the cake gets rid of nearly all alcohol. If you don't go back and add alcohol after it's baked, I would say you're pretty safe. You still get the loverly flavors. Yes, loverly. But none of the bite. 5 stars.
The implication was definitely there that, like, you don't have to put in the alcohol afterwards. And then the parenthetical is, I definitely do. That is missing.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't mess around. No two bones about it.
You had me at rum and rum, is, I believe, what she wrote.
That's the translation, yeah.
I mean, that's the holidays to a lot of people. A lot of people just like to get twisted.
There are two kinds of people around the holidays. My family's coming over. Alcohol. Or my family's coming over. Alcohol. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think, well, and then there's like, my family's, I couldn't, there's people that are like, I could not drink around these people. I don't want to know what would happen. That's kind of where I am.
Oh.
Who, I don't know, I don't want to get mixed up in that sort of situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows what these crazy people have in store for me when my guard is down. I go into family gatherings, 4 walls up, all right? I'm in a cardboard box the whole time. The cardboard box of sobriety. And it's to protect myself from, I don't know, what if my grandma tries to kiss me on the cheek?
Ugh.
I might die.
Yeah, you got to have your defense.
Yeah. Who
up
knows?
And ready.
It could be death. Murphy's Law. An innocent kiss on the loving kiss on the cheek from your grandma. Now, you know, worst case scenario, you explode. Anything that can't go wrong will go wrong.
What's trying the to best avoid case that. Scenario when your grandma kisses you? Honestly,
she slips you a fiver.
Okay,
that's while it's good. Happening.
That's good.
I think is probably the best case.
It's been a while since I've been slipped money like that. You know, like
don't show your mom this.
Yeah.
I feel like that's right. Every other Friday when I when I get paid. But that's what I feel like. The government's slipping me a little cash. Don't show your mom this.
Adulthood. Feels good. Feels good.
Don't show the IRS this.
Don't ask where it came from.
You like fruitcake? Are you a fruitcaker? As they say.
I think Catherine was pretty spot on that it's just like news. It depends on the source. And there can be good fruitcake, there can be bad fruitcake. I bought a fruitcake, it's been a couple of years ago now, right after it was closing of a play I was in. It was a completely silent play. Like, it was a silent movie on stage. And there was this crazy talented 16-year-old kid playing the old-timey piano the whole time. And we would run around and, you know, fake punch each other and throw pies at each other. One of the characters in the script was named Fruitcake Man. And it was just his job to, like, walk back and forth on the stage like a doofus. More so than the rest of us, anyway. So, closing night, obviously, I brought a fruitcake. And I had a few pieces. It was pretty good. Could taste the rum, could taste like the raisins in there, all nice and chewy. I'm a dried fruit fan, though, so it's up my alley. I understand it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had good fruitcake. I'm confident it's out there. I'm a believer. You know, you can never take that away from me. I believe there may be good fruitcake out there somewhere. As I gaze longingly into the night sky, a single star twinkles.
Somewhere out there.
I don't know why that made me think of the little match girl, but she's the little fruitcake girl. She's only got a fruitcake to keep her warm. Doesn't work very good. Spoiler no. alert. Spoiler, it doesn't end up good for little
fruitcake girl. The rum helps, though.
The rum helps. Oh, man. You ever have a review before?
I've had a few.
Because, boy, I had a couple two-tree reviews. I got one right here. This is for the Twin Pack Dried Buckwheat Soba Noodles, 24-ounce pack from Amazon. Mm-hmm. This is written by none other than Cheese Lover. They title it The Real Thing, the best Japanese soba noodle there is. Go ahead and buy it. Of all the Japanese foods, cold soba and dipping sauce is my most favorite. This is my top choice of all the buckwheat soba noodles. It contains both buckwheat and wheat flours, like almost all soba noodles. But my only regret is I wish they would increase the buckwheat proportion higher. Higher buckwheat means more flavor, more fiber, and more comfortable stomach. But more buckwheat also means less chewy. But you can make it a bit chewy by cooking it real al dente. Then cool it in ice water immediately. It will be chewy like it should be. Another secret is using high quality wasabi. You can find the real hot stuff in the sauce with good quality nori. 5 stars.
I got an appetite for some buckwheat.
For some buckwheat, my dude. This guy is someone who doesn't know how to wax poetic, who attempted to wax poetic about buckwheat noodles for a paragraph.
Yeah, he's a math major who tried to write something pretty because he felt the spirit within him.
Yeah.
The spirit just didn't know how to get out.
Man, speaking of helping math majors with their homework, I was an English major, for those who don't know. Who lived across from Matt. And there's a couple math majors on our floor who I helped them correct their essays. His writing wasn't their strong suit. And boy, let me tell you, some real lost causes on that floor in 2010 to 2011. Oh boy, those boys were lost when it came to the ways of the pen. But then again, if you put some algebra in front of me. No, thank you.
Yeah, I tried to be pretty well-rounded in all aspects. But I certainly had my strong suits.
Well, Mr. Jack of all trades, how's your...
I want to be like Mario. My stats are just, you know, good. I can get by doing whatever.
I kind of want to be like Wario because he looks like he...
Oh.
Yeah, he eats the most. He's got the best mustache.
No, oh, I missed. He's
got the thickest thighs. Those are sort of how I measure success in my life.
Donkey Kong and Bowser have some pretty thick thighs.
I don't. Yeah, but that's all muscle. Wario is like a summer ham.
Right, he's just riding his motorcycle.
Throwing his motorcycle. Donkey Kong's supposed to be strong. Wario got that, like... that mystery strength. Who knows how that man can lift a motorcycle with ease? He probably couldn't lift a dumbbell that weighed as much as the motorcycle, you know? That wouldn't be possible. But the motorcycle, he can flip with a single finger as though it was a small book. that's just cartoon physics.
I love cartoon physics.
Where were we? Buckwheat noodles?
Buckwheat, yeah. Waxing poetic about buckwheat.
More flavor, more fiber, more comfortable stomach.
My stomach demands more buckwheat.
Yeah, this like southern rich oil tycoon who reads an article about how buckwheat's really good for your stomach and he gets really into Japanese soba.
That is such a juxtaposition. You've got Colonel Sanders / Foghorn Leghorn. And I see, we're going to get a buckwheat in our town.
Yeah, the KFC actually tried to launch a buckwheat noodle side, but it never worked out. Didn't really hit the spot with chicken.
Will a senator from California kindly pass some of that buckwheat over here?
Yeah, a bunch of like cowboy oil tycoons kneeling around a traditional Japanese table with cold dipping sauce noodles.
Dipping, yeah.
Cold noodles dipping into the sauce to their chopsticks very delicately. Discussing, I don't feel like oil, when during those meetings, oil tycoons don't even talk about oil tycoon stuff. They let their assistants do that. Well, they talk about football.
Yeah.
About college football and
cows.
What their steers are doing. Now, I had this one steer had all types of stomach issues. I didn't think she was going to make it, but you might be able to guess what I was able to do to help relieve her.
A little bit of buckwheat.
A little bit of buckwheat in the diet. She was pooping so regular, I was about to call her the evening news. I could have done better. Pooping so regular. What's someone that does something regularly? She was pooping like clockwork.
That is regular.
It's like she became an expert driver because she was pooping at 2 and 10 every day. There we go. That one's all right. I'll take that one.
Yeah, that's good. The noodles sound good. They make me hungry.
I do love a soba.
The writing, on the other hand, yeah, left something to be desired.
By cooking it real al dente.
I like an al dente, too.
No, I do, too. I like it all dent, myself.
Where that review let us down in prose, I hope this review will lift us up. This is a review for Tiger Balm. Are you familiar with the product?
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's
like
extreme chapstick, kind of?
It would be extreme chapstick.
Okay, it's kind of like Bengay, right? That's right.
Yeah, kind of Bengay, icy hot style stuff. But yep. It's more like waxy. I bought some when I was in high school, and it was like in this little metal canister.
That's right.
And it just smells spicy. And the neat trick, you put it on, and then you put a cold washcloth on over the area.
Oh, okay.
And that burns extra powerful.
Oh, jeez. I mean, actually, that's what I'm looking for. Like I said, when I like my medicinal products that have a feeling associated with them, I like them to be extreme.
Mm-hmm. So this review is from thrivemarket.com and written by Moop. Moop titles their review, "Let me paint a picture for you," and writes, "I'm at work. I have carpal tunnel. I'm 10 hours deep into filling out spreadsheets. Perhaps if it were warmer, there would be crickets chirping. But unfortunately, it's December, so all I have is lukewarm air blowing through the old air vents. My Ford Fusion is outside, covered in snow. Every time I look out the window, I see ice glistening under the parking lot moonlight and wonder, is this it? Is this how I'm going to go? Using two-wheel drive in the snow after a day spent feeding into the bureaucratic machine? Are my wax wings about to melt, even though I never felt bold enough to fly near the sun? All I have to sustain myself is water, a partially eaten loaf of challah bread, a bowl of candy on a coworker's desk that I might be able to replace before Monday, and this jar of Tiger Balm. This Tiger Balm is my saving grace. It burns so good, and it fits so neatly in my desk. I think I might be soul bonded to this product now, especially since it's under $10. There isn't much out there that's soul bond worthy at that price point. It's like Icy Hot, except it works, and the jar is cool enough to create the illusion that you might know something about something. 5 stars.
Yeah, that's a good review. You know, that's a good review.
Not a fan. I just, I really related to the feeling of looking out the window as the snow falls down and covers your car and feeling like...
No, I do too.
This sucks.
No, I can relate to that feeling more than anyone. The, you know, yeah, I've been fired from numerous offices, and all of them were heavily, I heavily felt that apathetic feeling washing over me hour by hour, day by day.
Here at eBiz, we specialize in apathy and dread.
I mean, that's a thing, man.
You're perfect for us.
Anytime I call, like, I have to call my internet provider for customer service or something, I just, like, I'm either impressed by how happy they can sound through that feeling, or I'm saddened by just, I know the feelings they're feeling. I know I'm the 70th call they've taken that day, and they're just only half done. Wah! Wah! That's not even funny.
And their wax wings are melting as they sit there.
Yeah, they're under like a, you know, the like a fried food heat lamp. Just slowly.
Drying them out.
Yeah, just sticking, just re-melting to the ground, so you're just stuck like a little ant.
Yeah, you put a pin in them like a butterfly.
Yep, and then you're stuck there, and that's
depressing.
You get to do that until you're like 62, 64.
Man, that took a real turn.
Even Tiger Balm is pretty good.
Yeah, Tiger Balm. Even just the name.
I feel like Tiger Balm is one of those, because they just never have invested in like changing their marketing or any of the graphics on their material, it has sort of that boomer appeal. That like we don't need to change,
right?
And, you know, that type of person might like be attracted
the Dr. Bronner's 13-in-1 soap. Yeah, you can brush your teeth with it. You can do your dishes with it. You can do anything.
You can shove this bar soap so far up your ass, there's no way you're getting back. We don't care. Buy our soap. At least it'll be clean.
Yeah.
My friend swears by Dr. Bronner's peppermint.
Hey, it's a strong pep.
Strong pep. You put in some Tiger Balm, mix that with some Tiger Balm, you're flying.
Hey, burn all your nose hairs out.
Have you ever had any nasty run-ins with Icy Hot in bad areas?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm always very careful because I've heard horror stories.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a few times I have, like, strained my groin or like, right under the cheek has been, like, tight. I'm like, okay, I gotta
untighten this cheek.
Let's do some focus exercises before I apply any of this. Because there's no undo. Like I said, you get the wet washcloth and you put it on there, that makes it burn more. You can't just, no.
I used to put it on my ankles when I was in football, and I was always, if you put it on the bottom of your feet, doesn't that mess you up? Doesn't it like make you feel sick or something?
I've heard something like that.
Yeah, so yeah. I was always real careful. But you ever like put it on, wash your hands, and then scratch your face, and then also your face?
Yeah.
For no reason, just it's like going numb with that icy heat. It's not too particularly unpleasant, more than just so annoying.
Yeah, because there's nothing you can really do about it.
Right. Yeah, that's about what I've had. Oh, all right. We got to switch this energy, folks. We got to switch it up. So we're going to a break.
Break.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the show, and welcome to Me, You, and Meme Reviews. If you're asking...
Oh my god, my leg!
That's why you hire professionals. Oh god, we're not going to make that mistake again. If you're asking yourself, Me, You, and Meme Reviews, what is that? Well, that means you're a somewhat newer listener, so thanks for being here. But also, go check out the backlog, because there's a lot of good content there. And in the backlog, you'll find our first edition of Me, You, and Meme Reviews, where we talked about the Three Wolf Moon shirt and its surrounding phenomena. This week, Brent, we are going to talk about the Bic for Her pens.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember when these came out?
We were in college for sure, right?
Yep, I feel like we were.
Yep, that was definitely going on. We went to college in the, I believe, and just before the apex of, like, PC political correctness being the most important thing. We were just before the climax of that, and I feel like, yeah, this is definitely a landmark time in that whole movement.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know and aren't going to Google right now, Bic for Her pens are exactly what they sound like. They're Bic pens specifically designed and marketed to / for women.
I'm already laughing. I know what this means, and I'm already laughing at how ridiculous
I have presently in my hand an unopened package of Bic for Her
they
pens.
They still sell them?
I have my sources, which I will not divulge, because they might be worth something to resell. But yeah, I have enough where I will open and test them in order to do this review properly. But this week, the first week of Me, You, and Meme Review is always looking at the culture that exists around this product and reading some of the reviews that are out there. Second week is when I have my fun. So, on the top of this package of two pens is written, beautifully smooth.
I'm dying. I'm, like, cringing. So
now, reading from the back, a fashionable accessory for personal expression. Isn't that just great?
Isn't that quaint?
It doesn't sell all the things, but I've got a pink and a purple pen.
Okay,
pretty flower designs all over them.
Right, because ladies can't use it without the pretty flowers. They get a little scared.
you need familiar, comfortable things in your hands, otherwise you freak out.
Yeah, there's also an addition with, like, rolling pins and cookies.
Yeah, exactly. So these things are totally sexist and stupid. Let's just get to some of these reviews.
Right.
Here is one. I have a BuzzFeed article that I had to go through the Wayback Machine to actually view the images on.
Really?
It's surprising. I'm shocked that BuzzFeed isn't keeping it up to date.
Right, maintaining this sort of internet historical document.
That's what the Wayback Machine is for, and it was strange to look because it's just like screen caps of Amazon reviews, and looking at the difference of the user interface on Amazon was different back then. This is weird, because you can view reviews on Amazon from 2000, we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
But they've been updated with a new style. These are screen caps from 8 years ago, and they look rough.
Just ugly. You went deep into ugly Amazon territory.
Yeah, it's like old YouTube.
Yeah, it's like Amazon in its middle school phase before the high school glow up.
Anyway, I did find the page on regular Amazon. The product is still listed on Amazon. It's just not for sale, except for I think one person's trying to sell it for like $50.
Right,
a pack of pens. Jenny writes, "Thank God, a pen just for me. Thank the good Lord for Lady Bics. Before there was a pen just for me, I had a lot of trouble writing all the things a girl needs to write down, like my initials plus the boy I like's initials and doodles of hearts and flowers. Male pens stubbornly insisted on writing things like legal briefs and other boring man stuff, which caused me to become a lawyer, entirely forgetting my proper place in society. 3 stars. Yeah, I like that one. SWS writes, "These pens write well and are very pretty. A warning, though. Powerful stuff, these pens. I felt more feminine and delicate just opening the package. My brother signed a check with one of them. His facial hair fell off and he asked me to borrow my lip gloss. So just be careful who you let hold them. 5 stars. Now, I think I'll take I'll go with this one. Dr. Tan titles their review, "Caution. Careful. These are not safe for lesbians and could straighten you out. They come with retractable balls and easy glide technology. 3 stars. Oh boy. Erica Conroy writes, 4 stars. The lady pen writes beautifully. My only complaint is that once a month it leaks out some ink. 4 stars. And I'll take a quick deep dive into the historic Amazon. They have redacted the names of these reviewers. Oh. I don't know why. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wonder why we actually read the names, one, it's because we hope these people hear it and come at us angry or excited.
We're baiting them hard.
But two, it's essentially social media. You're putting your name out there.
Yeah.
I wrote a blog all about it. Check out the blog.
Check out the blog. It's a little self-plug in the middle of the episode. I love it.
Anyway, Name Redacted titles their review, "Hopeless. As a millionaire author of best-selling techno thrillers, I have to say that I was very disappointed with this pen. Whenever I try to write punchy, in-your-face prose about the nuclear payload capabilities of the B-2 Northrop Grumman stealth bomber, I found myself instead writing about shopping, cocktails, and friendship. And when I tried to write the title, Operation Crisis Point, at the top of the page, I found myself writing Diary of a 30-something instead. Is Jeremy Renner going to want to star in that? In the movie adaptation of that? Is he heck? 1 star. What stuck out about that is that's from 2012. I'm like, man, were people ragging on Jeremy Renner in 2012? Oh, a dude can't catch a break.
So, these are some people very...
Yeah, there are so many more. Make pens for him. Strong pens. Manly pens. Pens that dress on the right. Pens with good grips for masculine hands. Man pens.
Yeah, I know it's obvious, but it bears repeating, like, how things are marketing to female, it's, like, so egregious. And if it was marketed to men, it would just be laughable. But it is. It's, you know, Old Spice, car commercials. Ugh. Because it's the same shit. It's all over. This is just the most... egregious and punchable version of that.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, there's this one. This is the future liberals won't type meme. And it was a picture of someone like redesigned tampon packaging just to be sort of like clinical. It was like blue and just sort of like clean looking, just like said what it was on the inside. And they're like, "You really want this?" And it's like, "Yeah, that looks a lot better."
What's the problem with that?
Looks much, much better than the froofy bullshit women have to deal
some
with.
Some dainty wand. there's a quick rundown on the Big for Her pens. This thing blew up the internet, especially through BuzzFeed and the social medias. And it was Ellen did... talked about it on her show. Ellen. I don't know how we feel about Ellen right now. But
yeah, right now it's not so good anymore, huh?
Not so good.
But I remember Ellen used to, she had the damn Danielle kid on her show once. Like she pretended to be hip to the internet memes. Just like, what's his name? Who's that late night guy?
Not Tosh.0.
No,
that was his whole thing.
Does Tonight Show guy.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. I guess all the night shows do that now. Like, look at this funny thing from the internet, so we don't have to write comedy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to hear what you think of these bad girls.
Yeah, next week, the full review on the Bic for Her pens from the hands of a man.
Have you ever
or at least someone who pretends to be one.
Have you ever seen or heard of the, I think it's a 90s like horror comedy, Idle Hands?
I have seen clips of it just because Jessica Alba is in it.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
But, and young Matt was like, heck yeah, anything with Jessica Alba.
It's worthwhile. I remember it being pretty funny. I watched it when I was a little too young for it, but it's about a kid whose hands get possessed by the devil or something. There's scenes where he's like grabbing with one his wrist with another hand, trying to pull it away from doing something. And I just imagine like that's what a manly guy trying to write about tractors and beef jerky is doing, but he puts it down and it's just writing a grocery list or something.
Yeah. We will see.
We will see. Good luck. Be safe.
Thank you.
I got a review to bring us back into Reviewton. I guess we just never left it. But this is a hot, fresh, non-memed review. This is a review for the foot spa bath massager with heat, bubbles, vibration, heated foot bath tub with pedicure, drying stone, 16 massage rollers, digital temperature control, home use.
All of those things.
So it's one of those vibrating foot baths.
Yeah.
It's from Amazon. Written by Arthur Pendragon.
Okay.
Who writes, very beautiful, high grade, good workmanship and materials, powerful function. The product, switch design, also uses a waterproof leakage protection plug. Even in a humid environment or accidentally splashed with water, there will be no safety hazards. Every day, soak your feet once. Very comfortable. 5 stars.
Is he telling me to soak my feet?
You need
every day?
Every day, once a day, sir. If you want to live your life like Arthur Pendragon, you better be giving yourself a heated, vibrating foot soak.
I guess I do.
Yep.
But that was a little forceful.
You don't agree with the method.
He's like, hey, every day, you better do this. Feels like he's talking down to me.
Yeah, he's like the sumo wrestlers. He's like the head sumo wrestler, and you're a newbie sumo wrestler. He's making you do stuff you don't want to do, pushing you around, making you soak your feet.
I don't want to do that.
I watched a sumo wrestler documentary. Like, the new guys have it so bad in a sumo wrestling like workout house.
I bet.
Yeah, they gotta like, they just get like beat up on during practice, and like they gotta, when in the showers before they can take a shower, they have to like washcloth their betters, their senpai, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, oh yeah, finally get to take a shower of practice. We gotta wash this huge dude first.
That is horrifying.
But sumo wrestlers do get to take lots of nappy naps. So
it takes a lot of energy to move that much mass.
Well, their technique for building, they do a super hard, super duper hard workout, and then they eat a super duper huge, like classic Japanese meal with like lots of meat and fiber and carbs, and then they take a big nap. That's how you get the sumo wrestle shape. That's how you compact that muscle. With fat over the top of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, they take big nappies after every meal.
I could get down with that. It's hard to balance it with being forced to wash.
Oh, of course.
Other men.
Of course. But if you had this foot spa bath massager, at least you wouldn't have to do it to their feet.
Yeah. Here you go, senpai. Pop your toes in.
Pop your toes in this. Ooh. He does the Bugs Bunny getting into the boiled water, like toe, like, ooh, ooh.
And then sinks in. cartoon physics again.
We can't get away from it. It's Chris. It's the ghost. It's the ghost of Chris in this episode, making us talk about Looney Tune physics.
We're talking about the ghosts of Christmas then, because ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas has passed when you're hearing this, folks, but boys still got some Christmas adjacent reviews.
Sure.
So here is an Amazon review for the movie The Christmas Dragon. And Anne Shirley titles her review. Hang on, I'm really doing this because I want us to get even further into nerd territory. We haven't done too much nerdy stuff today. So
yeah, let's. I mean,
so we could probably nerd
jump right in. Yeah, I did. I did do a cool Donkey Kong 64 reference.
That's true.
Let it be known. Let the record
show. Different nerd stuff. We need more. Anne Shirley titles her review: "Beware, scary, freaky, and traumatic." Oh. 3 exclamation points.
Oh.
The cover looks like a magical Hallmark feel-good Christmas movie. Perfect for our family to enjoy together. But it was not. I could not believe they burned the parents alive in front of their bawling, bleeding daughter within the first 5 minutes of the movie.
This movie rules.
And then comes the magic Santa elf that turns into a freaky devil monster that may have ruined my kids forever. They said they didn't feel good watching it and asked to turn it off. I totally agreed and apologized profusely. This is terrible, blatantly deceptive marketing. Who was the intended audience for a horror children's Christmas movie? Do not trust this cover or description. 1 star.
You know you really fucked up your kids when they don't just start crying. They just like turn and look at you and say, I don't feel good. Can we stop watching?
Yes. That's like, oh no, that's chilling to know you've damaged them to that level. And when you as a parent say, I apologize profusely.
I'm so sorry.
Anytime you have to do that to your kids. And I like the cover. Totally does look like the design of the dragon on the cover and the placement of its wings in the air. The font is a little different, but the red color of the title totally looks like How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, it's like just, a How You Train Your Dragon knockoff, but
it's live action. Aside from the dragon, obviously, is CGI.
Oh, the man, I'm looking at the cover. That dragon face looks dumb as hell. Dumb as gecko iguana looking ass.
It looks like Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
But dumb. His, like...
Yes.
Village
even
idiot
dumber.
Little cousin. Oh, I see the evil man.
Yeah, it seems like this is as closer to Dragonheart, to Lord of the Rings-esque.
Like, it was just a little too fantasy heavy for her. She didn't.
Yeah.
You know, every hero's got to have the dead father backstory in these D&D type shit.
Oh my goodness. I am regretting not doing this sooner because when I Google image search the Christmas dragon, I'm getting some related results. One for the Christmas dragon's heart on Goodreads, which just has a half-dressed man looking studly on it. And also the Christmas Dragon's Mate, which has a three-quarter dressed man studly. And they're both in front of the same Christmas tree with a dragon flying in the background.
Wow. Are they the dragons?
Maybe.
They turn to people and then they can give you a little Christmas present, a little Justin Timberlake-style Christmas present, if you catch my drift.
A little fire in your heart.
A little something in a box. A little something in a box, baby.
Took me a moment.
Took you a moment to remember that it was a dick in the box.
Yeah, just that was a jam.
It is so. That whole trilogy is hilarious. Oh, poor. I'm sure it's not that bad. This lady's just.
Yeah.
This lady's poor kids. I've never seen violence.
My dad walked behind me while I was watching the trailer, and he's like, "What's that?" And I just read this lady's review, and he's like, "Oh, sounds good. Sounds better than the Hallmark crap we watch."
He's right. It sounds pretty neat.
Ugh. Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'd give this a try. The CGI is pretty terrible, but I don't know. It can't be too bad.
Nah.
There's like so many versions. The image they use in the trailer is like photoshopped 500 different ways in all the different posters. They just like add and subtract more cutouts of characters in this promo material. Speaking of promos though, let's plug this out, dude.
Let's do it.
Let's just get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Big appreciates on you. If you liked what you heard, we got new episodes every Tuesday morning. We'd love to have you there, having a little listen, having a little laugh with us. And if you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to make some funnies over, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you some credit.
If you think we're funny and think we're funny in this audio form here, we're also funny in other forms like little screen caps and captions that we post on Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram, you can find us at reviewparty.com. On Twitter, you can find us at reviewpartypod. Check it out. A follow is free, folks, and so is a send a link to your friends. Maybe you forgot to get them something for Christmas, and now it's after Christmas, and you're like, ugh, I'm going to have to talk to them soon. So let me send them a link to a podcast that they'll like.
Yeah, we talk a lot about a lot of different ways to support us for free and for easy. And that's definitely one we don't highlight too much, even though we always talk about following us. It's free to follow us on social media, and we put some really good stuff on there. Matt especially works really hard. And a follow's free and helps us out a ton. Plus, you get some free funny content in return.
Mm-hmm.
So what could it hurt?
We're technically on Reddit, too, where I try and just firebomb the humorous reviews subreddit. It's hit or miss there, folks, because they don't think the way that we do every single time.
Yeah, we're funnier. Sorry. We're
funnier, but...
Sorry, humor. Reddit humorous reviews.
You can also find so much more stuff at reviewparty.com. It's got all the episodes. It's got the blogs that are written out on a computer, not with Bic for her pens, but who knows? We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll take a picture of...
Get a Bic for her keyboard.
Yeah, pink and fuzzy letters and everything. You can also subscribe to the After Party Review newsletter on our homepage. It's just a newsletter that comes out Tuesdays and says, here's what the episode was, here's the blog, here's what we're up to and thinking about. And it also gives you the link to the shop, which is also available on our homepage. Folks, these stupid Amazon products that we're getting reviews for, you can find them on our shop and you can... bring the stupidity into your own life.
Yeah, including the fart box.
The fart box. The everything.
The fart box and the everything. What more do you need? If you have those two things, you're good to go, I feel like.
There's a lot. It's when I add them, it's like a trip down memory lane. I'm like, oh, yeah, we talked about soccer boppers. We talked about slip and slides.
Absolutely.
If you're in the mood to revisit warmer times, check out some earlier episodes.
And there's shirts in that shop.
There are.
With our cartoon faces on them. Yes. And especially a very big thanks to our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam, Bread for Breakfast. You can find more of their great tunes over on Spotify. Just search for Nosebleeds. That's one word. Ooh, my. I got a little morsel of a finisher here. A delectable little treat.
Lead me out.
This
senpai.
Is. Don't call me that.
lead me out, Brent-san.
There we go.
Yeah, Brent-sama.
Brent-sama. This is for the AmScam Confetti Poppers Party Accessory 24 Pack. This is a 24 pack of party poppers.
It's my favorite company, AmScam.
AmScam.
Scam is in the name.
that is a perfect segue to DB's review titled Very Small, Very Disappointing. They write, another crap. Do not buy. You can cut cheese with bigger bang. One star.
I'm going to steal that line.
Yeah, that's a great dad joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another crap from us.
Thank you so much. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This has been ReviewParty.com. Take it easy out there, folks.